Legislators in Juneau are hearing some hard numbers this week on how difficult things have gotten for state prosecutors. Violent crime like murder and assault and property crime, including vehicle theft and burglary, have trended upward in recent years. At the same time, the Department of Law's criminal division has been hit with deep budget cuts. As Alaska Public Media's Casey Grove reports, the state prosecutors want to rebuild so they can hold more criminal offenders accountable.
Crime is up all over the state. In Kotzebue, the increase is especially dramatic. The district attorney's office there is now handling double the number of cases per attorney than any other office in the state.
The Kotzebue office is dramatically underwater, and we have to get them more resources.
Deputy Attorney General Rob Henderson says the result, not just in Kotzebue, but statewide, is that district attorneys have had to prioritize going after violent felonies ahead of any other cases, including nonviolent felonies and misdemeanors.
The offenses are still occurring, the crimes are still occurring. We do not have the resources to prosecute all the offenses that come in the door, and so we have to prioritize.
Simply put, some alleged offenders are not being held accountable. It makes sense. Prosecutors are going to focus on putting murderers behind bars ahead of car thieves. But that means some cases are not prosecuted at all, or the criminal charges are resolved in other ways, like plea agreements, which are easier for prosecutors to deal with, but sometimes come with lighter sentences.
When we resolve a case, it is a very hard conversation to have with a victim of any type of crime, no matter what the crime is, but any victim, that you're unable to prosecute this case to the full extent of the law because you don't have the resources to do it.
To fix this, Governor Bill Walker is asking the legislature for more than $1 million to add 5 state prosecutors based in Anchorage, Bethel, and Kotzebue. One of the positions is a statewide drug prosecutor. Longtime Anchorage Assistant District Attorney Kathleen Runnels has already been hired to fill that role. She'll focus on large-scale drug dealers fueling Alaska's opioid epidemic. Runnels says she will be targeting the traffickers who bring drugs to Alaska.
We're seeing a spike in different crimes, and a lot of that leads back to the drugs that are being brought into the state. You sort of see this ripple effect in that crimes across the board tend to go up. Theft crimes, burglaries, vehicle thefts, shooting violence are all connected to drugs.
The Department of Law says this kind of targeted effort is desperately needed. But while prosecutors try to keep pace with rising crime, so too has the Public Defender Agency, which represents people charged with crimes who can't afford private defense attorneys. State Public Defender Quinlan Steiner says the lawyers in his office are already struggling with their own heavy caseloads. If more prosecutors means more charges filed, and there are still the same number of public attorneys available, Steiner says that too is a problem.
Well, it will certainly create a bottleneck, as we are unable to meet with clients and assist them in their cases in a timely manner. And we're starting to see that now.
The governor has requested more funding for the Public Defender Agency, along with the additional prosecutor positions. But it remains to be seen what the legislature includes as it crafts its state operating budget. In Anchorage, I'm Casey Grove.